welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. We just want to continue on looking at the book of Ephesians, and I'm going to start reading a few verses found in chapter 4. Praise God. Starting at verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of your mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ. Now Paul is really talking straight. Again, as I said in the first chapters of the book, he's talking in a general way to the church, and now he's getting really close and personal. He's talking to us as individuals, and he's making a point that now you've chosen to follow Christ. He tells it like it is. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Aren't you glad for that fresh start? The past is forgiven. And that's true, not just when you first got saved or when you said the sinner's prayer, but that's true every day. Think about that. Today, you're a new creature. You're not who you were yesterday. There's new opportunities, new understanding, new revelation that God has laid out before you. And it's an exciting journey that we're on. And if we fall short, aren't you glad that God has made provision that all of our sins can be covered in the blood? But beloved, I'm concerned with so much that I see happening today, even among the church. Sin is rampant. We've taken a very casual attitude toward sin. And the word is clear. Sin can look attractive. It can feel good for a moment, but there is a futility in that. Just the verses that I shared, there's a futility. Their minds are darkened because they're walking in the vanity or futility of their mind. And yes, there's pleasure for a season, but the end thereof is death. It's, what does futility mean? It's something fake. And Proverbs is clear on that. It says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, Proverbs 16:25, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And if we choose to live outside Christ, it will lead to death. So we have to deal with our sin. Isaiah, the prophet, spoke to his people, God's people, and he said in verse 2 of chapter 59, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his faith from you, that he will not hear. Sometimes people wonder why their prayers aren't being answered. Well, have you dealt with sin in your life? It says God will not hear. Sins cause him to hide his face. And sin is doing something else rather than choosing God's way. Jeremiah says some pretty astounding things. He says in the second chapter of Jeremiah, verse 12, be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Think about that, that the Lord is saying to the heavens, be horribly afraid. My people have committed two evils. He's saying to the angels, can you believe this? My people have chosen broken cisterns. He's saying it's something hard for him to even imagine. And it says in 1 Peter, that in the first chapter, verses 10, it says, let me just read those verses, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Think about that. We've been given blessings and treasures that others were not able to experience. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. The angels desire to look into. They want to know what we have, beloved. They desire to know a love that's so compelling that God would leave his throne in heaven and give up all the riches of heaven to redeem us. They haven't experienced a love like we have. We all compromise. We all fall short. We all fall into temptation. What do we do? I'm dealing with very practical issues here, beloved. Well, Hebrews 11:25 says, Moses, he chose to endure affliction rather than the passing pleasures of sin. We all can fall into the trap of the enemy. That doesn't mean you don't love God, but we're pulled by our flesh into different directions. James 1:15 says that we're drawn away by our lusts. Our own desires cause us to be enticed. And what does enticed mean? It means to be drawn or lured away out of a place of rest. And there's all kinds of temptations around us, but what do we do? You know, you just can't run away. It's everywhere you go. Hebrews 12:1-2 tells us what we can do. We can look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We're to lay aside every weight, the scripture says, and the sin which does so easily beset us. So what's the answer? Well, beloved, we're to look to Jesus. We're to focus on him and what he's done. We're to magnify God. What does that mean? Enlarge our focus. Think about that. When it talks in Hebrews, it says there's a cloud of witnesses that are hanging over the portals of heaven, if you will, looking, encouraging us on. And we can lay aside every weight. We can turn aside from that sin which so easily besets us. And we can run with patience the race that is set before us. You know, you might take an example from someone who goes shopping. Now, if you're a lady, we go into stores and we might have something particular in mind we want to get, but we can get easily distracted by you know, something that's hanging on a rank or a clearance sale. But men, you know, they're not really shoppers too much unless it's maybe at a sports store or something or a hardware store. And if they're going in for some clothing, well, they just want to go, they know exactly what size they need, what color they want. They're really focused. Well, we can use that same kind of focus, just as, for example, a man going into a store to get a pair of socks, that we can keep our eyes focused on Jesus. What does it say? We've been looking at Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and it talks about being renewed in the spirit of our minds. That's such an important thing. Our mind needs to be transformed. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so we have to, that's why we need to hear the Word of God. We need to be in the Word of God every day. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians 4, 20 through 24. In fact, let's just read that together. But you have not learned so Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and you've been taught by him as the truth is in Christ, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Praise God. So it's your focus, beloved, but it starts with your choice, that you have to decide every day, I'm going to put on the new man in Christ Jesus. Our mind is very, very powerful, and that's why we need to be continually reminded. You know, Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, talks about presenting our body a living sacrifice before the Lord. And that mind that's in that body needs continual renewing. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind, and we have to constantly remind ourselves. Ephesians 4, 25 through 27 says, wherefore, put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let the sun not go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Praise God. So we don't give place to the devil, because he's never going to stop trying to destroy you. Remember in John, the 8th chapter, verse 44, Jesus was talking about him, and he said he was a murderer from the beginning. So we need to keep our standards up. He'll try to sneak in the back door, but we need to be vigilant and just kick him out. And let me close now with Ephesians, the 28 through 32. 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. So we're to put away all these works of the flesh, and we're to exemplify love one to another. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Father, I do thank you for your word, and I thank you, Lord, that you're going to enable us as we begin each new day to walk in newness of life, that we're going to put on that new man and put away the old. And we thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is going to give us the strength and the ability and the desire to do that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to just reflect on these familiar passages of Ephesians. None of this, I'm sure, is new, but we just need to hear it again and again, because sometimes things occur in our life and we just need to hear that particular scripture at that right time. Well, God bless you. Thank you for listening. And if you need prayer support, I do encourage you to write. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.